Welcome to Torati Mecha, Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we'll be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 56. The beginning of this Perek is a continuation of the previous Perek, demanding and directing Bnei Israel to do Teshuvah, as we have learned, Tirshu Hashem Behimatso, seek out Hashem when he is found. And this Perek is also a part of the Kriya for a public fast for a Ta'anis Tzibor. And it continues in a call to repentance, a call to take responsibility for one's actions. For these and only things will bring us to redemption. Kol amar Hashem, shimru mishpat va'asu tzedakah, ki krova Yeshua si lavo v'tzidkasi lihigalos. So said Hashem, observe what is right, do what is just, for soon my Yeshua, my redemption will come, and my righteousness will be revealed. This pasuk instructs Bnei Israel, and a concept that continues at the end of the perek, tzedakah and mishpat are critical, and they must be adhered to because Hashem's Yeshua is coming soon. And we know that Hashem spoke about Avraham Avinu as well in Bereshis 18, Pasuk 19, saying, Ki yadativ l'man asher yitzaveh espana v'espeso achrab v'shamru derech Hashem la'asos tzedakah u'mishpat, that I have commanded him and his children and his house after him to keep the way of Hashem, to do what? To do tzedakah and mishpat, to do what is right and to do what is just. And there's a tremendous understanding, and we know that earlier Pesukim in Mishaya, as we mentioned, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzedakah, links Tzion and the redemption of Tzion to mishpat and tzedakah. So we know that mishpat, justice, is a set of laws necessary to every society. It's impossible for a society to be established and to continue without a set of laws to follow. A group can only exist with true governing principles, with upright statutes. Otherwise, it devolves into Sodom v'Amora, an immoral and an ultimately futile society built upon depravity and bound for destruction. Yet there is another vital component at play. Besides Mishpat, the Pasuk here mentions, and the previous Pasuk mentioned, Tzedakah. You need both Tzedakah and Mishpat in order to achieve redemption. And every society needs that as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo charve Yerushalayim, ela al shadanu bo din Torah. It says in the Gemara, Bava Metzia, page 30, that Rabbi Yochanan said that Yerushalayim was not destroyed only because Din Torah was paskin there, was decided there. Well, what then is supposed to happen if not Din Torah? So the Gemara continues to explain, V'lo avdu lifnim mishuras hadin, and they didn't give that extra measure. If a government only behaves in an exacting manner and never makes any exceptions, and never does more than they have to do, that ultimately leads to destruction. So what does a society need? A just society? It needs both mishpat and tzedakah. And those are the two things that build a strong social life and build a strong chevra. Don't step on those who are needy. Don't trample upon them. And if the justice system doesn't account for them, then go beyond that to give them extra, to give them charity. And only these two elements together work out into the society that Hashem wants us to have. And if you do that, and if you create such a society, you will get the geula. That synchronicity has to happen between mishpat and tzedakah. Ashrei enosh ya'aseh zos uven adam yachazik ba, shomer shabbos mechalalo v'shomer yado me'asos kol ra. Happy is the person who does this, and the man who can hold on to it tightly, who keeps Shabbos and doesn't desecrate it and stops his hand from doing any evil. So we see that Shabbos here is the foundation of all belief, the acme of Bein Adam LaMakom. And on the other hand, it's impossible to continue without the second part of the Pasuk, which says, V'shomer yado me'asos kol ra, which is referring to keeping your hand from doing wrong to another, and that's the Bein Adam L'chaveiro. There's a very strong Pasuk in the Navi Amos, Perek Ches, Shimu zos, Hashoafim evyon velashbis aniye aretz lemar masaya avar hachodesh v'nashbira shever v'hashabas v'niftecha bar lahagtin efo ulahagdil shekel ulaaves mozne mirma. Listen to this, you who devour the needy and annihilate the poor of the land, saying, if only the chodesh was over so we could sell the grains, and if only the Shabbos was over so we could offer wheat for sale by using an efa that's too small and a shekel that's too big, and we can tilt a dishonest scale. And this teaches us that there were people who kept Shabbos and did what they were supposed to do, and they kept Chodesh, and they didn't do any melacha that they weren't allowed to do, but they weren't accomplishing, they weren't careful, and they were in fact desecrating the Bein Adam L'chaveiro, the aspect of caring for their fellow man. So here the Navi is saying, here's what I need you to do. I need you to be exemplary in both aspects, in Shemiras Shabbos and bein adam l'chavero, in extending kindness and proper behavior towards your fellow as well. But there's more to it than that in our explanation. The Rambam in Perek 30 in Hilchas Shabbos, which is part of Mishneh Torah, says, HaShabbos v'avodas kochavim u'mazalos kol echas mishtehen shekula keneged shar kol mitzvos haTorah. That Shabbos and idolatry are each one hold the same weight as all the other commandments of the Torah. V'haShabbos hi ha'os shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'veinenu le'olam. Shabbos is the sign between us and Hashem forever. Lefichach kolo over al shar hamitzvos harehu b'chlal rishei ha'aretz. So anyone who transgresses the other commandments is considered like a rasha. Aval machal Shabbos b'farhesia harehu ke'oved avodos kachavim u'mazalos. But someone who desecrates Shabbos is like someone who is oved avodah zara. And that's somebody who desecrates Shabbos in public. U'shnehem ke'ovde kachavim u'mazalos. But both of them are as if they are idolaters in all manners. So, lefikach mishabeach hanavi v'omer ashrei enosh v'kol shomer Shabbos kehachaso machabda ume'anga. This is the reason why the praise is given here by the Navi Yeshaya, cited here in the Rambam, that somebody who does this is happy, because both of these don't put you in the klal of a regular evildoer. They actually are representative. Keeping Shabbos is representative of the entire Torah, in just completely. So now we see the power of keeping Shabbos and how important it is halachically. Va'al yomar ben hanechar hanilva el Hashem lemar havdel yavdi lani Hashem me'al amo va'al yomar hasaris heinani eitz yavesh. Now we see that the audience here that the Navi is speaking to includes b'nei nechar, children of foreign ones, who were brought close to Hashem. They are hesitant to convert because they think they'd be treated as lesser citizens, even though they take on Avodas Hashem. And also in the audience are Sarisim, who are unable to have children, and they feel that they are like a dry tree, unable to produce fruit. Who are these Sarisim? We see in Yeshaya 39, Yeshayahu warns Chizkiyahu about the impending exile and about everyone who will ultimately be taken to Babel, as you remember we learned. Hine yamim ba'im v'nisa kol asher beveisecha ve'a'atzru avosecha ad hayom hazeh bavel lo yivater davar amar Hashem u'mibanecha asher yeitzu mimcha asher tolid yikachu v'hayu sarisim beheicha melech bavel. There'll be a group of Jews, even important ones from the family of the king, that will go down to Bavel, that would be castrated in order to be fully devoted to the king. And we see there were such people. We have sources in Daniel and Nehemiah that speak of sarisim. So what's the connection here between these two groups in the audience, between B'nai Nechar and Sarisim? Because B'nai Nechar have no past, and Sarisim have no future. And so the B'nai Nechar think they came from nowhere and therefore can never be an integral part of Klal Yisrael, and that they feel is their weakness. And the Sarisim think there's no hope for them to leave a legacy, and they'll have no impact on the world in a meaningful way. And to both of them, Hashem addresses their concerns and says not to worry. Kicho amar Hashem lasarisim asher yishmeru es shabsosai uvacharu ba'asher chafatzti umachazikim bevrisi. So said Hashem to the sarisim who keep Shabbos and have chosen what I desire and hold on fast to my bris. V'nasati lahem bevesi uvachol mosai yad v'shem tov mibanim umibanos shem olam etein lo asher lo yikares. To the sarisim, Hashem says, don't worry, keeping Shabbos will give a person a taste of the eternal. It's actually mentioned three times in our perek because of its qualities of eternity. And I promise to them that they're going to have a future. I'll give them in my home and in my walls, and this is referencing to Yerushalayim Shalmala in Olam Haba, in the next world, better than Banim and Banos. They'll have a name forever that will never be destroyed and a permanent place with me. And to the B'nai Nechar that were worried that they would be separate, Hashem says, Uvnei Nechar Hanilvim Al Hashem. And to the foreign children, you are now attaching yourselves to Hashem. Lisharso Ulahava Eshem Hashem, to serve Hashem and to love His name, Liyoslo La'avadim, and you will be to Him as servants. Kol Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo Umachazikim Bivrisi. You'll keep Shabbos, you won't desecrate it, and you'll hold on to this bond. This means that B'nai Nechar are actually being Megayer, and that's what Hanilvim Al Hashem means according to Rashi. And they become a part of the sacred bond, the sacred covenant of Shemira Shabbos, that is the oath, the sign between Hashem and His people. So they will never be separate, and their past doesn't matter. They are now equal in their Avodas Hashem to everybody else. והביאוסם על הר קודשי, ושימחתם בבייס תפילה סי, עולוסיהם וזבחיהם לרצון על מזבחי, כי ויסי בייס תפילה יקרא לכל העמים. ופסוק we say before Shema Kolenu, before Musaf's end on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and also at the end of Slichos. And it means, I will bring them to my holy mountain and let them rejoice in my house of prayer, my Beis HaMikdash, and their karbanos will be welcome on my Mizbeach, for my house is going to be called a house of prayer for all nations. Are we talking about Gerim? Or are we talking about non-Jews? So the Pasuk here refers to non-Jews as well who come to pray with a full heart. His or her tefillah will be accepted in the Beis HaMikdash too. As Shlomo HaMelech prayed in Malachim 8, Gam al hanachu yasher lo me'amcha Yisrael hu uva me'eretz ruchaka leman shemecha. And Ebenezer and Radak cite this prayer in their interpretation of our perek. So we know that if we're talking to the B'nai Nechar, they're already Gerim, or they wouldn't be charged with keeping Shabbos. So here the Pasuk outside of this, outside of the Gerim concept, references the breadth of the Beis HaMikdash and its holiness and accessibility to all nations. The end of the perek continues through our next perek in an entirely new topic, discussing very strong tochacha rebuke to those that worship Avodah Zarah. Kol chayso sadai esayu le'achol kol chayso bayar. All wild beasts come and devour all the beasts of the forest. Sofav ivrim, kulam lo yadu, kulam klavim ilmim, lo yuchlu limboach. Hozim shochvim ohavei lanum. The watchmen are all blind, all of them. They don't perceive anything. They're all like dogs that can't bark, who lie sprawling and just love to sleep and drowse. V'haklavim azei nefesh, lo yadu sava, v'hema ro'im, lo yadu havin, kulam ludar kampanu, ish levitzo mikatzehu. And the dogs are greedy, they can never be full. And the shepherds don't even know what it is to pay attention. Everyone's turned their own way, and everyone seeks his own advantage. Esayu ekhayayin v'nisba'a shechar, v'haya chazei yom machar gadol yeser ma'od. Come, I'm going to get some wine, let's drink liquor, and tomorrow will be just the same or even better. These psukim describe the attitudes of sinners and idol worshippers, comparable to animals who lose their ability to function even at their minimal level. Like dogs who lose their ability to bark, people lost the most basic of their moral functioning in blind pursuit of sin. Their leaders are no better. They're compared to shepherds who can't tend their flock. And the only type of behavior they engage in is hedonism. Let's give in to our base desires, they say, because tomorrow we'll do it even better. We'll continue and just do it again. The Gemara in Tanis 19 contextualizes these psukim and this attitude within other options of escapism quoted in Tanakh. Bizman shat tzibur sharoi b'tzar al yomar adam melech leveisi v'ochel v'ashteh v'shalom alayich nafshi. In the times that the public is immersed in sadness, a person shouldn't say, I'm just going to go home and eat and drink and everything will be well for me. V'im osekein alav hakasav omer. If he does this, the pasuk says about him, v'hinei sosem v'simcha harog bakar v'shachotzon achol basar v'shasos yayin achol v'shaso ki machar namus. If a person does this, he's like the person who says, I'm going to go and I'm going to just get myself a good meal and slaughter some animals and drink some wine because tomorrow I'm going to die. Ad kan midas beinonim. Somebody who does this is considered a beinoni, an average person. Aval, however, b'midas rishayim maksiv, what does it say about rishayim? Here it brings our pasuk, esayu ekhayayin v'nisba shechar v'haya chazei yom machar. The difference is that the people who say what is quoted here is saying, we're not going to die tomorrow. It's not about our end. We're going to continue this, and this good life will go on and on and on. And a person who does this is considered an evil person, not an average person, but an evil person. That the ability to be hedonistic and to ignore the troubles that go on around him is a midah, is a characteristic of an evil person. And we will continue to understand this further in tomorrow's perek. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander Sender.